good and save yourselves a gob of money.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Thanks for coming back and joining us. It's Friday afternoon. This is your last day for Sons of Liberty this week. Until next Monday, I want to read a verse here. It's actually a proverb. Now, a lot of folks quote a lot of different types of proverbs. I'm going to let you guess where this particular proverb came from. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people rejoice. Mourn. And that word means to sigh, to groan, or to mourn. Basically similar to how slaves sigh, groan, and mourn because they have no choice in the matter. So when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. I think that is about the best observation of how we should know when righteous men and women are ruling over us or when unrighteous men and women are ruling over us. Are you mourning? Are you moaning? Are you groaning? If you are, chances are those in authority are unrighteous. But when you rejoice, are you rejoicing today due to government protection? Is it promoting patriotism? If you're rejoicing today, then chances are you have a righteous man or woman ruling and protecting your rights in your country, in this country which God has given to us. Now, I took that from the Bible. That's not a Chinese proverb. That's a Bible proverb, Proverbs 29, verse 2, coming from the inspired Word of God, the best handbook we have in this world, whether it be government, whether it be your personal life, whether it be your marriage, whether it be training your children, the Bible, because it's inspired by God. And as Andrew Jackson said, the Bible is the book which our republic is founded on. It's the very foundation. I want you to listen to another person who claims to be a righteous ruler. And I want you to tell me if, as a result of what she's doing, are you rejoicing? And this is what she has to say about the Bible. Go ahead and let it fly.
My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us. And you know the biblical reference, you know the gospel reference of the word. And that word is, we have to give voice to what that means in terms of public policy that would be in keeping with the values of the word. The word. Isn't it a beautiful word when you think of it?
Now, I love the word. And boy, I really love what that woman says. And I don't mean to be sinister or sarcastic, but she said, and of course, you know the gospel reference of the word. I wish I could have been the person sitting there with her because I would say, can you tell me what the gospel? Well, you know, she's got no clue, because if she was, she would be ruling as a righteous person would rule, with the authority that you in America, God bless America, and let's bless God, America, by the authority that you've given to her, she would be ruling by the word. She says it out of her own lips. So not only does Andrew Jackson agree that the word of God should affect our policy, as a matter of fact, it's the very foundation of our policy, but Miss Nancy Pelosi believes, oh, the word, the word, the word. We should, our policy should be affected by the word. You know, somewhere in that gospel thing, it says the word. Let's apply the word, and that's what the Sons of Liberty do here. I want you folks to take a look at some of the Twitter accounts that we have going right now, because it'll feed you every single day. Just little bite-sized nuggets to get you going, to keep you going, to be able to resist tyranny. When your neighbors and your folks in the workplace are talking about ungodly things, and when they're talking about messed up, twisted policy in America, or just when they're talking in general, and they want to seek to accuse you or demonize you for your thoughts, I want you to be able to be equipped, to be able to give back to them their own fire. Because so many times right now, and I heard a friend of mine say this, actually Americans for the Truth, he said that the left, or should we say the ungodly or the un-American folks, they act like they're right. They're so forceful. They're so persistent. They don't give up. If you yell, they yell louder. They're acting like they're right. Folks, it's time for those that are right to continue to escalate your voice, because it is heard, and it will be heard, and it will continue to be heard. And as Alexis de Tocqueville said, now you've got to back it up with this. It can't be just your words. Alexis de Tocqueville said, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And when you're good, you are great. And there's no need to be ashamed for it. There's need to pipe up a little bit further, but you have to have that goodness backing it. You can't be hypocritical. You can't be a television watcher. Oh, I watch bad movies, but boy, I sure love conservative values. I love God and country. As you're drinking yourself to a drunken stupor, or you're attending the baseball games and the football games, making that more of a priority than your liberty, you cannot be double-minded. You'll cease to be great when you cease to be good. Not because your talking points are good, not because your language is good, but because your conduct and your character is good. Let's listen to John Calvin, who many folks said was the founder of America, though he never wrote about it, though he never visited here. But his principles and ideals that were brought forth through the Reformation in Europe came to America and birthed liberty, because they were based upon the principles of the Word of God. Bradley Dean just tweeted this not too long ago. You can go to BDeanMyWar on Twitter. A dog barks when his master is attacked. I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth attacked and yet would remain silent. Let's join John Calvin. Let's not remain silent, and let's continue with our talk and our walk, America. Stay good. We'll be right back with you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, I finished the last segment with a quote by John Calvin. A dog barks when his master is attacked. I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth was attacked and yet would remain silent. Now, I want to play a piece by Gretchen Carlson. We referenced this a couple days ago because right is right and wrong is wrong. And we need to discuss the principle of this. We want to stand in line with what John Calvin is saying. When God's truth is attacked, and folks, it's attacked because there is a lot of truth in our Constitution. And there's a lot of truth in the laws which have instilled and protected liberties in America. So God forbid when a guard dog doesn't do its job, when we the people don't do our job. And we're not dogs. We're real, live, living, breathing creatures that experience this liberty. And we can't think that liberty just happens. Again, it's responsibility that upkeeps our liberty. So I want to play this clip from somebody who claims to be right, but yet she would chastise a man named Ryan Rhodes, who confronted the president at a town hall when the president was talking about the president and his administration calling them terrorists. This is what she had to say about a man of God standing up when tyrants are barking, when tyrants are attacking, and he thought he would bark back, Mr. Ryan Rhodes. So this is what Gretchen has to say about Mr. Ryan Rhodes and his comments. Go ahead.
And we quit this. It's time. It's trillions of dollars we're spending on these wars.
Well, actually, that has nothing to do with Gretchen Carlson, but I do want to play that clip for you a little while, so thank you for reminding me of that. There's a lot of things going on in the media right now, folks, that most of you listening to the show are fully aware of. But boy, I just love it when the Lord exposes and manifests. That's what light does, doesn't it? Does light, when you turn on a light, what does it typically do? Does it drive out those that are hiding? Yeah, because they're hiding in darkness. That's the purpose of the light. You'll know who's right when people who start congregating to the right, you'll know that they're right. They've got nothing to hide. They've got nothing to be ashamed of because they're coming for the conduct of character that we're looking for in leaders. As we said in the very beginning, when the righteous bear rule, the people rejoice. In America, you are great because you are good. Do we have that clip ready yet? Okay, we don't have that clip ready yet. I just want to summarize here for a moment this concept of radicals. Matter of fact, why don't we switch over to our president's first lady? We're going to play a little clip from her because I want you guys to understand this is what Barack Obama said on his election eve in 2008. And I'm sure it's kicked him in the face a number of different times. But he says we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Whose country is this? What needs to be transformed? Is it transforming for the right? No, I think the only word we need to be talking about is restore. Forgetting our history, forsaking those values that made us great, forsaking those liberties, and instead of having liberties, we take on regulation. There's something wrong with that type of a plan. And I want to just play this clip because this is the first lady mimicking and echoing to a foreign country what President Obama said on the eve of his election. What was his purpose coming in? We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Go ahead with the clip, Carrie.
Barack knows that we are going to have to make sacrifices. We are going to have to change our conversation. We're going to have to change our traditions, our history. We're going to have to move into a different place as a nation.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So why don't we move from the top floor where we're a beacon of light to the world? And I'm not saying America doesn't have its blemishes or its issues. But what she's signifying is that America is the main problem in the world. And that we need to move. Where should we move? From where we can be an example and set a light of liberty to the nations that the nations are depending upon, and they even say it out of their own mouths, that America is the light? Do we move from that position to going down into the gutter, into the basement, and no longer shedding light and just woeing ourselves for all the bad things that we've done wrong? And by the way, what are the things that we've done wrong? Is it wrong to promote liberty? Is it wrong to promote God-given rights to every man? Is it wrong to promote equality and freedom? And again, we need to understand what equality is. See, equality to these socialists is, well, everybody does their fair share. Well, tell me what you think a fair share is. What they're really looking at is equality of outcomes. Because you're good, because you work, because you're moral, because you're ethical, you should be penalized because somebody else can't control their morality because they're sick. They've got a drug addiction, or they have a eating disorder, or they have a this disorder, or a sleeping disorder, or they don't have an idea of what fidelity is, so they're divorced 3 times. And doggone it, you people that are moral need to pay for their problems because it's your fault. And you need to take your burden, your share of the burden. Is that what we're talking about here? We need to rewrite history. We don't need anymore any virtuous, godly men who depended upon virtue in society that praised the work of nonprofit groups and churches, that promoted virtue, that laid down their lives for one another, that loved their neighbor as theirself. We don't need to study that type of history. We got a new type of history. I would invite you all to reference this source. It's written by David Horowitz. It's called Barack Obama's Rules for Revolution, the Alinsky Model. Many of you maybe don't know Saul Alinsky. Barack Obama knew of Saul Alinsky. They were not best of friends. One of Saul Alinsky's close comrades, worked with President Barack Obama before he was president. He used this tricky little word, democracy. Democracy means getting those who are in out. Now listen to what I just talked about, our ideals, our history, what we're based and founded on. Folks, we need restoration because things were good. If you go back 40 years, and we've changed a great deal, let's say 50 years, in the 60s. A lot of great things happened in the 60s. A lot of horrifying, terrible things happened in the 60s. We can't lump them all together and say that was a great period of time in our country. And this is why. The word democracy means getting those who are in out. Their goal is to mobilize the poor and oppressed as a battering ram to bring down the system. Now, folks, I know I don't need to instruct you on history, but if any of you remember this little theme, you know, this little communist theme, the haves and the have-nots. And those haves, doggone it, they're the enemy. They're suppressing us. They're keeping us down. And that's what this new mentality would seek to implement. Now, I want you to think of this, too. What did the devil do in the Garden of Eden? We remember that sly serpent. He said, he implied to Eve, "Hath God said?" And Eve said, "This is what God said. You can eat of all the trees. Just don't eat of this tree." And so then what happens after that? Then the serpent implies that God is oppressive, isn't he? That bad God. God told you not to eat of that. Well, God knows you're not going to die. Surely you won't die. And look at the fruit. It's good to eat. It tastes good. It's tempting. It's satisfying to your lusts and your pleasures. And isn't it satisfying that a guy doesn't even have to go out and work? Doesn't even have to go out and look for work. He can sit on his couch, watch his dish TV or whatever it's called, and get paid. Isn't that tempting? Isn't that satisfying to your emotions? Yeah, I think that would be. So he uses that to lure in Eve and put an enmity between her and her God. Isn't that what they do with the way that they're presenting ideas and morals and values, like we just heard the First Lady say? And like we heard President Obama say, listen, we got these bad things. We've got to rewrite history. We've got to overcome all that old nonsense and rhetoric because that didn't do anything for us. No, it only made us the largest superpower in the world so we could be an example to the world of liberty and shed light. How many countries have benefited off of our genuine goodness? But hath God said, we need to rewrite these principles. God is obviously a tyrant, the serpent is implying to Eve. Our founders are obviously, they were tyrants. Rich, dead, white slave owners, right? These terrible, terrible men. They hated us. I mean, that's why they risked their lives, you know? That's why they risked their fortune. Many of them died in debtor's prison after the war because they personally financed the war. They hated you, America. Duh. Don't you know that? So what do? These ungodly radicals. They position themselves to appeal to your base senses, your baser senses, your lusts, your affections, your I want something for nothing, your lack and your contempt for virtues that uphold and instill liberty into our nation and into your own lives and into your own families. This is what Hillary Clinton said when she concluded a thesis that she wrote. Alinsky is regarded by many as a proponent of a dangerous socio-political philosophy. You think? As such, he has been feared. Just as Eugene Debs or Walt Whitman or Martin Luther King Jr. Oh, yeah, they're cut of the same cloth. I mean, Alinsky, Luther King Jr., definitely, man. They hung out all the time. They went to church and prayed together. But she says, oh, those people have been feared, too. Because each embraced the most radical of political faith, democracy. No! MLK relied upon law. He used our very documents to put in the face of leaders in the 60s. Be true to what you said on paper. All men are created equal. Folks, don't let them take history from you. Think and be as John Calvin. When truth is attacked, don't remain silent. Voice is what you have as a weapon right now, folks. Don't neglect it, or it will neglect you. You've got the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to quote from the Hebrew prophet Micah. In the book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 1, "Woe unto them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds." That means they can't even get out of their minds when they're sleeping. It's not just when they're on the hill. It's not just when they're in their particular positions where they get to get in front of cameras. They're doing it while they're sleeping. They can't separate themselves from the wickedness and the iniquity that's within them. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in their power. That word basically means this. Listen to this. This is who God's talking to. This is why God's prophets are such a hindrance to workers of iniquity that deal in policy and governments. Because prophets speak to power. And here's Micah speaking to power. They think it's within their power. That word translated means strength, power. Now it gets even better. Deity. Right? If we're not created by a God, then where do we get our rights? Oh, well, we'll give you your rights. We'll legislate them. Don't worry about it. The next word means politically. You know, people that lust after power, what are they going to do? Are they going to get a job for a nonprofit organization and give shots to people and help them with their problems with their health? No, they're going to go straight for a political position because they're lusting after power, and that's what those positions represent. They need to get a hold of the law so they can get a hold of the power that's behind the law. They think the power is within their hand. Therefore, thus saith the Lord. This is the Lord. This is our God, the Judeo-Christian God, speaking to these enemies of God. Behold, against this family do I devise an evil from which ye shall not remove your neck. So while you're sitting on your bed pondering about all the wickedness that you can do, all the oppressive measures that you can take, how you can lie, cheat, and steal to get your policy ramrodded down the throats of the American people, know this is your promise from an eternal, everlasting God. Against your family do I devise an evil from which you shall not remove your neck. I think it's time we start protecting the innocent, not coddling and not coddling and feeling sorry for the supposed victim who is actually the criminal. Now, again, I want us to remember again, and I use these quotes and I use these tweets because I want them ingrained in your mind. So when you leave the station, you don't just say, well, it was a great show again. It really helped me and inspired me. And people say, so what did you get out of it? Well, it's just really good. Remember what John Calvin said. A dog barks when his master is attacked. I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth attacked and yet would remain silent. So we've obviously contrasted ourselves with those that are far leaning left and that are God-haters and that love socialism and that hate our form of government and the good things about America. Now we're going to go over to the other side. What happens when you confront those type of people? Or maybe you get an opportunity to confront a president who stands behind those ideals and those beliefs. Listen, I didn't say that we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. It wasn't my wife that said, we've got to rewrite our history, we've got to rewrite our thoughts, and we've got to rewrite who we are, and that my husband understands that. I didn't say those things. But what happens when you confront a man, even if he be president, for saying those things? Let's ask Mr. Ryan Rhodes what his conservative friends had to say, like Ms. Gretchen Carlson. Go ahead.
Agree with that. My concern is how this is going to be portrayed the rest of the day and the week from the mainstream media, because this will be yet another reason to do a lead story on the Tea Party and how they act out of control and look at how they attack the president. And so that's concerning to me. And also, because it's the independent voter that both parties are trying to
get. You know what? This is her philosophical view. It concerns her. Well, I would hope that something else concerns you. How about the fact that people are out there trying to rewrite your history so that, you know what, you have a First Amendment freedom of the press, but they want to get rid of even that. They want to stick a sock in your mouth and then tell you what you can say. Then they'll pull the sock out, let you eke out a few words that's written by their propagandists, and then stick the sock in. Is that what you want? Then why are you concerned of a man who confronts that very mentality? Makes no sense at all, folks, friends, even enemies. Those people who practice that awesome amendment called the First Amendment, given by whom? God. I want to go back to another clip. Now, we've talked about this before. They have the little children, MoveOn.org does. They're contracting for the American dream so little children can have the dream that their parents had. And we identified a lot of things through that, but I want to identify this one thing because this is what they leave you with. This is number 10. This is the final finale conclusion that's going to bring the American dream. And then I want to contrast it with something, so pay attention carefully to what this young lady says.
10. Restore, protect, and renew democracy. We've got to close the revolving door between Washington and high-priced lobbyists.
Elections should be financed by Americans, not companies.
We've got to protect voting rights and give immigrants a clear path to become citizens.
Okay, now stop right there, okay? A democracy does not protect immigrants. It does not. A democracy protects a majority. Whether seen or heard or in the polls, it's irrelevant. Remember this man with a funny mustache that surrounded himself with what? Scripture verses? Well, I guess he did play the God card a couple times. He surrounded himself with a majority, according to the camera. There's 80 million people in Germany, and I doubt 80 million people were in support of what he's doing, but his large rooms filled with people that walked like ducks and that put their hands up, and folks were laughing at that. Oh, that's really funny. He walked like a duck. No, it's serious, because look what the people bought. And now young people are saying, if we only had democracy, we could protect immigrants' rights. No, a republic, which is a perfect law, which only discriminates against lawbreakers, is a perfect way to instill your liberties. Not a democracy, let alone, we talked about Alinsky, the radical himself. He said democracy means getting those who are in out. Okay, now he's not just talking people there, folks. Neither is the enemy of your soul talking about just people. It's not about getting people, it's about getting principles out. When they find a person that will be a puppet master, they're just fine. Don't need to get rid of them. Oh, and hey, it's even better when he's a Republican, because now he's on our side. And notice before, we've talked about this before, why is it that the right, we'll say the Republicans, are always capitulating, thank you, Michael Perutka, to the left? Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. They're just a little bit further behind. They say to you, the American people, don't worry. I don't believe in oppressive measures and means. We're going to feather those oppressive measures and means. I don't believe in Obamacare, but I do believe in a federalized health care. We just won't tax you as hard or as quickly or put mandates and penalties upon you. But we'll still use the same method. And you know what the other side is saying? Thank you. May take a little bit more time than we were anticipating. But after all, we never accepted anybody to just buy the garbage we were pushing anyways. We needed people like that that can bow down to where we're leading because they're coming our direction. It's just going to take a few years, boys. That's all. And girls, listen to who Alinsky quoted. This is just like our enemy. Remember we said in the first or second segment how the enemy came in and tried to convince Eve that God was a taskmaster trying to prevent her from enjoying something, right? And so he does that to all the disobedient minds. And so socialism does the same thing. Those bad taskmasters, they have these wicked laws that prevent you from going out into public and being indecent. These bad laws that limit your freedom of speech and expression. I mean, think about all the women that are employed in the sex working industry. They're going to lose their job if we instill these type of laws. I mean, think about those poor ladies. Folks, I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your feedback. You can reach us at 877-807-9977. I want to hear your thoughts on this. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. We're on to a right vein here. We're exposing and we're bringing light so that people can get proper understanding so that they can walk in it. It's great to read books. It's great to watch videos. I encourage you to do all of that, but you have to apply principles or they go by the wayside. How many of you folks remember what you learned in 10th grade biology? Of course not. You didn't practice it. You don't continue to practice it. Liberty must be practiced. Goodness must be practiced. Every day you're going to wake up and you're going to have a warfare. And in that warfare, you have to triumph. Folks, there is only one Redeemer that causes mankind to triumph. And I want to give you somebody that is an example unto us all that followed in the footsteps of the great Redeemer, that being Jesus Christ. It's our veterans. They practiced it. They applied it. They put it into operation. And as a result, you are protected. You know, I'm reminded of this quote that I saw in a film called Jurassic Park. What happens is this man goes and taps into technology. I'm going to read this. I'll tell you the problem with scientific power that you're using here. This is what he's implying to. And I'll tell you folks with the liberty that you're using here right now and that you're exercising. If it didn't, he says this, it didn't require any discipline to attain it. If there was no discipline to attain the liberty you're walking in right now, it will at length destroy your soul. Because you will destroy it first, and then lawlessness will be used to destroy you. It takes discipline to attain liberty. I'm referencing our veterans again. You read what others have done, and you took the next step. You didn't earn the knowledge for yourselves, so you don't take any responsibility for it. Don't go to Arlington and bring your children and say, wow, isn't this lovely and beautiful? And then set your children with the babysitter so you can go party that night. Or maybe just sit around the dish TV and watch your favorite program that you know is immoral, that's no good for your kids, it's no good for you. If you don't earn it, you won't take responsibility for it. If you don't take responsibility for it, someone else is going to. That's what we call who's your daddy. If you don't want your daddy to be a system that plunders your rights and forces you, then make your daddy your father in heaven who redeemed you and take responsibility for liberty. Be as the dog that barks when truth is attacked. We'll be right back. TheSonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. This is the final chapter. We're on the final lap. If you want to call in, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts and your feedback. You can reach us at 877-807-9977. Share with America your feedback. 877-807-9977. Now, as we wrap all of this up, we've been talking about Saul Alinsky today. We've been talking about our president. We've been talking about the conservative media and how they alienate and blackball a guy. Oh, but they do it kindly. Let me say that. I will give that to them. They do it kindly. Good for them. We've also talked a little bit about the enemy of your soul. I want to read something, actually. And this will show you Saul Alinsky. This is in his book. He talks about how the true radical... Let's not forget the true radical. Oh, I'm on the wrong page on this. He said the true radical was none other than Satan himself, and at least he succeeded in getting his own kingdom, that being hell. Okay, so he's praising the devil for gaining the kingdom of hell, and I wonder what he wants to turn America into or what he desires for America. Oh, gosh. You know, sometimes I can just hear it. Well, that's getting a little too crazy. People like that really don't exist. They're just on the movies. Well, sometimes the movie's playing right in front of you, and it's so surreal to you that you don't even buy into the fact that it's happening all around you. I had a conversation with a gentleman a couple days ago who was concerned for what's happening in America right now. He's a wealthy guy. He's owned businesses in the past. He grew them and sold them, etc. And we said, is it scary for you? And he said, well, not really for me, because I will make it out. But he said, I worry about my kids because I don't know that they'll, or my kids' kids, because I don't know that they'll have the same opportunity in the same America that I had. So at least he's taking some responsibility to care about that last generation. But that is typically those that do nothing, the do-nothings, they're sitting there with that same mentality that, well, you know what, it's not really going to hit me anyhow. And so I could exhaust the best labors of my best years here as I'm coasting through life to defend and stand up for the posterity, for our next generation, or I can just ride it out myself. Cowards of men. When truth is attacked, do not remain silent. Okay, we talked about last time, they have the young children talking about a new form of government. Why don't we play that clip really quick? This is Van Jones of VanJonesMoveOn.org, Contract for the American Dream. We have our young people telling us, folks, what it's going to take to have a new country, motivated by somebody other than an American mind. Go ahead.
10. Restore, protect, and renew democracy.
Stop. Okay. To Alinsky Radicals, democracy means getting those who are in out. It's a tactical plan. How do we remove those that are in power? Again, not just anybody in power, but those that hold virtue, those that hold fast to our history as a nation and those things, those principles which made us great, those that hold to the Constitution. Why in the world is it Republican rhetoric to read the Constitution in Congress? That should be what everybody's embracing because they swore an oath to uphold it, unless you hate it. Unless when you were swearing your oath, you lied. Remember the beginning of the show, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, the word, the word, the word. I love the word. It's in the gospel somewhere. Something about the word, the word, the word, the word. Well, practice it. Or you're a liar. And they will continue to lie unless there's a consequence for their lying, which leaves it up to us, America. Let's play the First Lady again.
Barack knows that we are going to have to make sacrifices. We are going to have to change our conversation. We're going to have to change our traditions, our history. We're going to have to move into a different place as a nation.
Okay, we're going to move into a different place as a nation. Now, that was said quite a while ago. I don't know the exact date when she said that. But have we moved into a different place that you guys are enjoying? Kick your feet up. We're in a different place. They got it all under control. Or is that crazy columnist? I think it was from the Post, the Huff Post. I was talking about you know, the only types, two types of Christians are these radical, crazy nuts who are sincere, and then there's the hypocritical, bad Christians. Nothing in between. He seemed to think that Obama's got this, so he's going to take it by a landslide.
Because America understands that Barack is not being given a shot. He's been attacked by, racist, homophobic, hating, hateful, hate. Did I say the word hate? Hate-filled people like the Tea Party and conservative Americans across the country. Obama's got this one in the bag, folks. I'm predicting it right now.
And then the three people listening to him, you can all hear them clapping. Yay! When do we get our turn to talk to the three people here? Radicals are bent on judgment. Listen, folks. Their game plan has been the same all through history. They are bent on judgment. They will not stop. They are incessant. It's kind of like a worm when you chop it in half. It stays alive, and then it grows bigger. They are bent on judgment. They want to uproot and destroy anything that currently stands. It's like putting a little child in a room, right? Where you've got elegant, priceless furniture, pottery, pictures, and you say to that little 2-year-old child, okay, now you can play, just don't break anything. What does that 2-year-old child do? He puts his hands all over the picture frames and smudges them and drops them a couple times. He takes that pot that you imported from India that you spent so much money on it, and he doesn't touch it. No, he breaks it, and then he kicks it, and then he stomps on it because, ooh, that was cool. Did you see how that broke? That's what radicals are. They're unrestrained children. Worse than that, folks. Worse than that. They're not children. They know what they're doing. They make a willful, concerted effort to destroy. The First Lady just told us what we're going to seek to destroy. Well, she didn't say destroy, Jake. Okay, I won't put that word in her mouth. She said we're going to change. We're going to change all of this old stuff. Okay, if you've got a current house sitting on a foundation and you want to change your house, what do you got to do to the house that's sitting on the foundation?
Gee, Jake, I think we got to destroy it.
Exactly! They're seeking... Oh, but we didn't say destroy. Well, how are you going to change? You got to destroy the old house and try to root it up. It's like the quote that Brad said, what's a socialist? He's still living off yesterday's capitalist earnings. They got to live off our foundation, our morals, our virtue, our values, and our foundation. They want to uproot it all. Only a stern, persistent, perseverant judgment can correct this. Folks, again, we can have a million laws. That is meaningless unless we have justice to enforce those laws. Criminals love your laws. They love laws. Heck, they make thousands of them. They're not interested in laws, but they do take an interest once you bring forth some type of justice. Once that flame gets a little close to their skin and justice happens, guess what? Criminals and radicals straighten up. They start talking about the word, the word, the word. The problem is most conservatives aren't in a war, folks. Are you in a war? Man, you're blind if you're not. We're not doing war on anybody. We're being attacked. And after all, we're too civilized to match up. You know, we're too civilized to match up adequately with our enemies who are in a war. They take it very seriously. Listen to Isaiah 26:9, okay? The prophet Isaiah, the Hebrew prophet, says, "For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness." How? How are our kids going to know what's right? Unless there's judgments, justice. Listen to the next verse. This is even more interesting. Well, it's a good trailer. "Let favor be showed to the wicked." Okay, well, we're going to love them. We're going to rehabilitate them. We're going to put them in treatment. You name it. We're going to let them be sorry and apologize to us that they just screwed up and now they're going to go get some help. "Let favor be showed to the wicked, yea, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly." In other words, he depends upon your justice, your uprightness, your ability to show compassion to him, to try to help him. In that land, he's going to thrive because he's utilizing you just like a socialist does a capitalist. They need you. They're parasites. They don't create anything on their own. They survive and live and feed off of what you good people do. And when you stop being good, you'll stop being great, as de Tocqueville said. "And he will not behold the majesty of the Lord." You know, some criminals there's no rehabilitation for. And besides that, I didn't know it was your and I's obligation and duty to rehabilitate somebody. I thought it was your and I's duty to raise our children without a nanny state, to look after our state governments without an oppressive federal system, and to keep the federal government in check. I thought that was our duty. Wasn't that was passed on to us? I guess it depends on who you listen to. Some people think we need a facelift, like the First Lady did. I don't think we do, folks. I think we need to stay true to that which is right and that which we know. And that's why you're listening to this program, The Sons of Liberty. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.